That's my wife right there. She got an anointing on her. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. Give me a thumbs up. All right. We're ready. We are ready to go. Had to get all my stuff situated. Good morning. Oh, man, I've been excited about this. Avery, you got us going now. We online. We live, ready to rock and roll. All right, welcome everybody to New Life Ministries. We have been doing things a little differently, where we're just going live with our message, and so welcome everybody. Thank you for joining us, even if you're catching this on a later date. Thank you for joining us and being with us. I want to go to John chapter 15. I want to jump right into the Word. John chapter 15. I want to read through some of these verses. Today, I'm kicking off a series that we're going to be diving into in this John 15 for the next several Wednesday nights. So today is our intro to that. I'm excited about it, releasing this. We're going to have a good time. I just let you know I do love you, but I'm going to preach what the Lord gave me to preach. I love you. So just remember that, but I'm going to preach what I've been given to preach, okay? All right, let's get in this. All right, we get that. I am the vine, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes, that it may bear more fruit. You are already clean because of the word which I have spoken to you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine. Neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me and I in him bears much fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. If anyone does not abide in me, he is cast out as a branch and is withered. And they gather them, throw them into the fire, and they are burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire, and it shall be done for you. Last one. By this my Father has glorified that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples. Come on, amen. Father, we love you. We are so grateful for you. We thank you for the word. Thank you for your presence that is in this place, Father. Lord, I pray that your word be glorified, that you be glorified in all of this. God, I pray you bring conviction. Lord, I pray you bring draw us closer to you with this word, Father. Lord, I thank you for it. I pray for a clarity, God, as it is, as I speak it, Father. Lord, I pray for a clarity that everyone hears it like it's supposed to be heard. Father, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Amen. Now, we are the most connected generation that has ever been. We are so crazy connected. These little things right here, it's like they increase in capability. It's, you know, they haven't been just a phone for quite some time, right? You can do the Google, you can search up anything, you can ask it anything, you can say, hey Siri, and it'll start talking to you. There it goes. All right, you can ask Grok anything, you can ask all kinds of AI platforms, anything under the sun. You need a scripture, just real quick, you can Google it real fast, real hurry, it's right there, it's at your fingertips, right? There's so much you can do. These phones are incredible. Used to, we'd carry all our phones, right? Well, we know the phones are all in this thing right here. Cameras are all right here. Everything, technology is so crazy advancing at a crazy rate. Yep. Crazy rate. You know, these things, it's so funny. People, years ago, it was conspiracy. Oh, these phones are listening to you. No, they really do. And so it's like what I do with Amber's phone, I will grab it. I'll be like, golf. hunting, fishing, golf, hunting, fishing, hunting, fishing. So then she gets on her social media stuff, and it'll start rhythm, you know, start coming the commercials. I know how to work these things, son. Right? And they listen to us, you know, but and it's so funny. Like, the CIA has come out, and they said, yeah, we listen, we watch. You know, Dad, do you still got the little tape over your camera on your laptop? Your dad's got a little piece of tape over it. I'm like, you know, if somebody's going to watch me, it's going to watch me. It's what it is. I mean, whatever. All right. Technology is crazy. It listens to us. I made a purchase, y'all. And it's revolutionary for me and Amber. All right. Now, Galen and Tara, they've had one of these things for quite some time. And you may have had one of these things for a while. I have not. This is the first time for us to have one of these things. And it is pretty incredible. It's one of those little robot vacuums. Listen, if you got kids, it's a game changer. That's all I'm saying. It's a game changer. Okay, this thing, it goes around. Did it? So it just blows my mind. I'm just watching this thing and just entertaining. It'll go and it'll do a circle. It'll do the mapping out your room, right? And it vacuums and it mops, right? So it's vacuuming and mopping all at the same time. You talk about your floors being clean, son. It's amazing. This thing, it will go to your room, and if it gets full, right, it'll automatically come in and drop it and empty out, and then the water will put out the dirty water, and they'll put in the clean water, and then it will go back and do it some more, and then it will come back and do, and it's just, you talk about the best, laziest machine I ever purchased in my life. It was I'm telling you, it's incredible. But technology, when you think about how advancing these things are, it's mind-blowing. Do you know Elon Musk, what are those things, the robots, I forgot what they're called. They've got these robots, right? And they are planning to come out in the end of 27. I forgot the name of them. And end of 27. And I'm like, the robots, like things that are going to walk in your room, right, in your house. Right? And I know everybody's like, oh no, we've seen the movies. Ain't going to be in my house. I saw iRobot. No, sir. No, sir. And I'm with you. I'm with you. I think about that with my little robot vacuum. I'm like, eh. But you know, it's okay. It can't do a lot of harm. I can stomp on it and it's okay. But the big robot thing, that's a different story, okay? It is advancing on another level. But you think about this and how we are so connected to all this technology at a crazy rate. We are connected in so many ways. Okay? Now, whether you are connected or whether you like technology or if you are on this spectrum of technology and you try to veer from it, it doesn't matter. You are getting more and more connected. It's happening. If you got a cell phone, what happens? It starts getting out of date. Then you got to update. I had an old-timer driver of ours named Gary. I think about 7 or 8 years ago, he finally got rid of Mapsco's. I think Mapsco's been out of date for about 20 years, okay? But I think it's about 7 years. Finally, we had to buy him an iPhone, okay, and pay for his iPhone because he wasn't about to change over to his flip phone. He liked his flip phone, all right? And he didn't want to change, right? He didn't like the GPSs. You know, GPSs, oh, don't get me started on them suckers. Now you just follow them things blindly, don't you? I do, and you'll get you all kinds. They get me so angry. I travel a lot for work, and they'll send me down some of the most craziest dark roads. I'm like, how is this faster? How is this faster? You know, you're arguing with it, okay? And so Amber knows. I get mad at them GPSs. They'll tell me to exit off, and I'm like, why am I exiting off? It's not the exit yet. It's down here. Anyways, this is my little soapbox on those things, okay? All right. Exactly. You know what? It's what it do. It's done that. I will just, oh, is this the exit? And they're like, oh, no, it just tells me to get back on the freeway. Why did I just exit off? Okay. Well, finally, I ran into this guy, Gary, here last year, or at the end of the year, and he was excited. He was sitting there. I ran into him, hugged his neck, and I hadn't seen him from probably 6 months to a year. And he grabbed it. He said, "Chuck, look! I got a new phone. I got an iPhone. Look at this." But the thing is that here's the deal: we are getting so connected and so pulled by all this technology. It is designed to do that. It is designed to suck us in. 1,000%. You know, social media is 100% designed to draw you in. It gets an algorithm that sets up just for you, so you start scrolling and you start looking at them funny dog videos, and then next thing you know, you start laughing, and then you're watching another one, and then another one, and then 2 hours later, you're still looking at the dog videos. And every single thing we're doing right now, man, it's cultivating this generation to be more and more dependent on it. It's just like this little vacuum thingy. Well, now I ain't got a vacuum. I ain't got a mop. That's great. But now I'm getting more dependent on this little thing. It's the same thing with our phones. We're so dependent on our phones. If you forget your phone, you're going to go back and get it. We're getting more and more dependent on all this. Don't think for a second the enemy doesn't use all that. I was at a movie theater the other day. And I was watching a movie, and at the beginning of this movie, it said something that just struck me. I mean, it really hit. And it was at the very beginning, it was like an intro little clip, and it says, "You come to the movies to escape. You come to the movies to escape, you come to the movies to be distracted." So they're telling it to us in our face. Right up front, we're doing this to distract you. So you can escape. It's crazy. Because that's exactly what it does. It's all this technology is to create us to be a little lazier and then also to distract us. Do you know these things are destiny killers? These young people are more and more on these things versus chasing after and moving forward in their lives. They're just glued to these things. More and more adults are the same way. But that's what the enemy wants to do. Think about this, and there's a book, and I strongly recommend it. I've shared it and talked about it before, but I really recommend reading this book. It's a very interesting read. It's called The Screwtape Letters by S.J. Lewis. And it's about Screwtape and his nephew, Wormwood. And Screwtape is the devil, and the Wormwood is a demon. And it's from the point of view of Satan and a demon going after people and the tactics they're using to be effective, to keep them connected away from, pulling them away from, keeping them distracted. At one point, there's one letter that talks about them going to being the one guy that he's been going after, Wormwood, has been keeping an eye on. He says he's going to church. Screwtape says, "That's okay. Because he's most likely not going to really plug in. In the church, there's so many things that can distract him anyways." Wow. But that's exactly what the enemy uses. He's using all these technology things to keep us distracted from moving from glory to glory. I'm telling you, it's distracting us. That's the whole core element of it, is to pull us away. The enemy is using it like crazy to keep us distracted. Video games. I mean, people can get glued to that. I'm not trying to say nothing about anybody in particular about playing for 8, 9, 10 hours a day or anything. And I'm not trying to point out my son. By any means, I don't want to make him uncomfortable or anything by any stretch. No, but I understand going to a movie is fine, watching some TV is fine, messing around on your phone is fine. But the thing is that the enemy does it and wants to keep you there to distract you from moving forward. And I want to talk about a story in the Bible that I see a distraction happen, and it's really incredible to me. I want us to go to John chapter 5. We just went through John, the book of John, and it was incredible. All most of the chapters are online, so you can go to our website and listen to them. I want to read here. I want to read 1 through 3. Jesus comes into Jerusalem. It says, verse 1 says, after this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there in Jerusalem by the sheep gate, a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having 5 porches. Verse 3, in these lay great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed. Now listen to this. Waiting for the moving of the water. Now, verse 4, it says this. Verse 4, it's omitted in a lot of different versions. It's not even there because the first 4 is, there's a lot of transcripts that are, it's not in those transcripts. In King James, it says there's an angel that comes and stirs the water. A lot of theologians say that it's more of a natural spring, so that's kind of a hope is what this thing is hope when they get in there, that water. And so, but what all these guys are coming in trying to maybe hope something will happen. And so here they are, getting distracted, in a sense, you could say, from their reality of what's going on in their personal life. So they're now here, they sit, watching this water, getting distracted. And you know, I like this. Here's what the Lord was telling me on this thing. He said, so many times, we got so much sick folks out there in the world. And we're sitting there doing just like these guys are doing, sitting on our phones, looking for something to entertain us, looking for a laugh, looking for a fix, something to distract us, something, some kind of hope, keeping us as an escape, even from TV. What about binge watching shows over and over and over again, hours after hour? I find ourselves looking just like this. These guys are waiting on something to happen, waiting on a fix, waiting on something. And we're in the same boat so many times. We're sitting there looking at our phones, looking for a fix, looking for a distraction, looking for the next laugh, looking for something to kind of get away from the heavy day that we were in, the stress that we're under, or playing the video games. And we're looking at all these video games to kind of get away from everything that's going on. Oh, I'm a preach. It's okay. Verse 5. Now here's where I'm really going at in this. This is where we find so many of us in this place. I need you to hear me on this one. Now certain, verse 5, now a certain man was there who had an infirmity for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew he had already had been in this condition for a long time. I want to stop right there for a moment. 2 things. I want you to hear me today. 2 things. God wants to, one thing, 2 things. One thing is this. God wants you to move from glory to glory. He knows where you're at, and he wants to move you from here to here. He wants you to go from glory to glory, from faith to faith. Come on, amen. He wants you healed and whole in Jesus' name. Read the word. I read in this, in Psalms 103:2 says, praise the Lord, my soul. And forget not all his benefits, who forgives all our sins and heal all our diseases. So God knows exactly where you're at. God knows the situations that you are in. Every one of us, 2 things. 1, God wants to move us from glory to glory. And everyone in this room has a need. You have a need. Every one of us have needs. Maybe it's a financial thing. Maybe it's a breakthrough in your marriage. Maybe it's a need that you see your children, something that your children, it's a need, Lord, my kids, my body, I need a healing, I need this. Every single one of us in this room. There's no one exempt. We all have these things. One, God's wanting to bring us from glory to glory. God's wanting to do something mighty in our lives. And number two is we all have needs in our lives. Period. And he knows it. Verse 7. This is what got me. Sick man answered him, "Sir, do you want to be healed?" Let's back up and we finish the verse. He said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" Do you want to be made well? Do you want to go from glory to glory? Do you want a breakthrough in your relationship? Do you want a breakthrough? Do you want healing in your body? Do you want God to move in your life like never before? Do you want to go from glory to glory? Do you want your faith to go to the next level? Do you want a healing in your... Yes! Yes, I want a breakthrough. Yes, I want a move of God in my life. Yes, I want my marriage to be made whole, to be beautiful every day. Yes, I want to be successful at work. Yes, I want financial blessings. Yes, I want God to move in my kids. Yes, I want to be whole. Yes, I want my body to be. Yes, without a doubt, I'll say it. Here's his response. The sick man answered him. He said, "So do you want to be healed? Do you want this?" And this is what his response was. The sick man answered, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred. But while I am coming, another steps down before him." His response was, "Yeah, but..." And that's the same situation we find ourselves in all the time. See, God is always knocking at our doors. "Yeah, God, I want to be healed, but let me finish flicking through Facebook for another 20, 30 minutes. I want to speak to you. I want to work in your life. I want to do something in you. Yeah, but God, let me finish my video games. Yeah, but God, I know I want to be healed, but here's the situation. Yeah, God, I want to be healed, but you don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I've done, God. You don't know really the situation. Do you want to be healed?" He didn't ask, but do you want to be healed? And over and over and over again, here's the Holy Spirit knocking at our doors. Do you want a breakthrough in your marriage? "Yeah, God, I want a breakthrough in my marriage. But instead of praying and seeking your face, I'm just going to scroll around on this. Just maybe hope something's going to happen. Yeah, but God, instead of doing, really spending some time in fasting and praying and really seeking your face for the situation, I'm just going to watch some TV." Help us, Lord. Amen. Convict us, God. He was right there saying, "Yeah, but here's the situation." It's exactly where we find ourselves so many times. Your breakthrough is not going to come from technology. Your breakthrough is not going to come from a TV show. Your breakthrough is not going to come from a video game. Your breakthrough is not going to be sitting scrolling for 2-3 hours on your phone. That's not where your breakthrough comes from. But the enemy wants you to be on all of that because he knows you ain't going to get a breakthrough while you're looking on all that. Your breakthrough is going to come when you decide to stop connecting with this world and start connecting with the author and the finisher of our faith. When we realize the authority that we're coming from, the connection that we have from the vine. the life-giving nutrients from the vine. Dad's been preaching over the last few weeks about the authority that we have, the power of redemption in Ephesians 1. We have redemption through his blood. Come on. So we got full, we got freedom. Come on, amen. The power of prayer in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Get up and walk in Acts chapter 3. Peter and John, man, they're walking in full authority. I don't see them scrolling out on Facebook, walking down the road. What's happening in so-and-so's world? Well, let me look. They were all about Jesus. Come on, somebody. And so when they got to those gates and they saw that guy on the ground, they didn't hesitate. I don't have a couple of coins, but here's what I got. I got something so much better. I got something that will give you a breakthrough. I don't have you a cheat code for this video game, but I got this. Come on, amen. Amen. Woo! I'm telling you. Galen, come on up here. We keep coming from a place of victimhood. But God's wanting us to come from a place of victory. Amen. This guy comes in his response and says, yeah, but here's the situation. God knows the situation. Yeah. And we ought to place so easily available to us the greatest connection, and that's the title of this message. I'm about to actually start my sermon now. It's the greatest connection that we have of all time is being connected to the vine. It's right there at us, at our fingertips. But the enemy is getting us so tied up, so connected at every turn, at every where we're going. The enemy wants a distraction, wants us to escape. Yeah, that guy was down there and wanted something to happen. Yeah, but God, here's the deal. Here's the situation. Look. I really don't want to wake up. I know you're knocking at my door at 4:00 in the morning trying to get me to wake up, but I really just enjoy my sleep. I got a breakthrough right here, though, for you. Jesus is right there, and he's speaking to us. He's saying, I want to speak to you. I've got plans for you. I want to heal your pain. I want to move in your life like never before. I want to bring you from glory to glory. And I love it. Jesus says this. He says, let me, could you imagine this for a moment? Look at this picture. Jesus, the rumors are already spreading like a wildfire about Jesus. And Jesus walks in the room. The multitude of people in need, and no one even realized who was in the room. Everybody had their eyes over here, and that is what the enemy wants. He wants us distracted on our pains, our failures, because everyone in this room has them. We mess up. Thank God for the cross. It's an ocean of grace. It covers everything. Oh. Jesus walks in this room and everybody's over here. Jesus walks in the room. Think about this all the time. Jesus is right here at our feet, our access to us at any single time, every moment of the day. I want to speak to you. I want to break through in your life. I want to do a breakthrough in your life. Do you want a miracle? I've got a scripture that's going to help heal your pain. I've got a word from you. But the enemy has got this society so tied up with these things. Give me 5 more minutes on this. I'm still scrolling. God help us. Could you imagine? I think, I honestly believe that happens on a daily basis with every single one of us. God's wanting to do and speak to us every single day. Do you want a breakthrough? Yeah, but God, man, I messed up yesterday. I messed up 20 years ago. I really am not. I messed up so much. Do you want a breakthrough? Do you want a healing? There wasn't a, I know you've done this. He said, I knew he was already sick. He's been that way for a long time. Do you want to be healed? Do you want a breakthrough? Do you want to go from glory to glory? Do you want to be used by me? Do you want to fulfill your destiny that I've called you for? Do you want to walk in the plans that I have for you? Do you want to walk in freedom? Do you want to walk in wholeness? Do you want to walk in joy? Do you want to walk in complete freedom to go and do and run the race that I've called you to do? Verse 9, and immediately the man was made well and took up his bed and walked. I don't want just one breakthrough, man. I want a breakthrough every single day. I want God to move in my life. Every time I turn around, I want him speaking to my heart. Hebrews 12:2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. I love the NIV's version. It says, fixing our eyes on him, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy was set before him, endured the cross. God wants to move in your lives every day. He wants you to experience breakthrough. He knows you've been struggling with this addiction for a long time. He knows you've been struggling with alcohol. He knows you've been struggling with cigarettes. He knows you've been struggling with pornography. He knows you've been struggling with these addictions that you really don't want everybody else to know. He knows those things. Do you want a breakthrough? You want healing from those things because God wants to do it in you. We've got to learn to fix our eyes on him, to lock in. I don't know about you, but for me, I want to be like that blind dude that got healed every day of my life. He says, I don't know a lot. I'm not a theologian. But one thing I do know, I was blind and now I see. That guy's a crippled guy. I don't know. But what I do know, I was healed. I was crippled. I was looking at all the wrong things. I had my eyes fixed on some water, this pool. But when Jesus walked into my life and said, do you want to be healed? Woo! Amen. Every day. I don't know about you, but for me, woo! I want to walk in it. God, I know where I came from. I'm not a theologian. I've read this, but there's so much more to learn. I'm not as smart as this guy over here, but what I do know is that on the bathroom floor when I was a teenager, when I was trying to end it all, when I called on his name, he came in there like a flood and healed me. And I had a breakthrough. And God's been doing amazing things in my life from that point on. It hasn't been perfect. Do you want to be healed? Man, I can't help it. I love this. I love Acts. This is what drives me to do this. You know, one of the things, there's a fear of public speaking. I've shared this before, the statistics on this. The top 10 fears that people have. It's up there by burning to death is public speaking. Okay? I've always been so nervous about doing this, but here's why I get up and I do this, and this is what drives me, is when Acts 4:20 says, I can't help but speak of what God's done for me and what I've seen and what I've heard. So I'm coming up here and telling you, God wants to break through in your life this day. He wants to move in your life. He knows your needs. He knows how long you've been struggling with things. And today, I'm telling you, He's knocking at all of our doors. He says, do you want to be whole? Do you want to be healed? Do you want a breakthrough? Do you want to go from glory to glory? Do you want to go and move? Get your eyes fixed on me. I gave my life to Christ, and He turned my life around, and He connected me to the greatest connection that ever has and will be. It's Jesus Christ. Come on. He connected me to a vine, and in that vine is life, is freedom. There's no condemnation in it. There's no guilt. Oh, there's conviction. There's a big difference. There's no condemnation. There's freedom. And the more we connect and grab a hold of that, the more we walk in it. Amen. I want to ask you, if you've never given your life to Christ today, you've never connected yourself to the vine, you've been dealing and you've been struggling with so many things, I'm telling you, God wants to break through in your life today. He wants to change everything completely in your life. And you know how simple of a prayer this is? It's such a simple thing. It's not complicated. Because see, He knows us, Brother Wallace.
Amen, amen.
He knows every hair on it. He knew the guy was sick for that long. He knew it. And He didn't come to him and say, brother, I need you to work on this, this, and this, and then you're going to come to me. Then I'm going to heal you once you work on this, 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 this. Do you want to be healed? Do you want freedom in your life? Do you want to be free from that guilt and shame that this world brings? When we're connected to the vine, we can walk in freedom and know without a shadow of a doubt, when we breathe our last breath, we know where we're going to go, where we're going to spend eternity. Because I promise you, one of two things are going to happen to you. You're going to breathe your last breath on this earth, or God's going to be coming back. Every one of us. Every one of us. Even Chuck Norris died this week. And we thought he was... Every one of us in this room are going to see Jesus face to face. And all it is a simple prayer for us to pray. Say, God, I invite you in my life. Come and be my Lord and Savior. It's not complicated. It's acknowledging Him that through Jesus Christ, we're saved. Through what He did on the cross. He didn't tell the guy on the cross, well, you got to say some Hail Marys. You got to give. You need to get you, I don't know, you haven't been tithing. God help us. All it was is, I'm not worthy. You are. You are Jesus. You are who they say you are. You're. It's acknowledging and inviting Him in, man. Can we say a simple prayer together today? And if you're watching online, you've never given your life to Christ, repeat this prayer. If you're in this room and you've never given your life to Christ, this is it. It's a great opportunity. You ready? It's such a simple thing. Y'all ready? Just repeat after me. Dear Heavenly Father, come into my life and be my Lord and Savior. Forgive me of all my sins. In Jesus' name, amen. It ain't complicated. The world makes it complicated. It's about connecting to the vine. Let's stand to our feet today. Come on, if you're in this room, the presence of God is in this place. God is moving in this place, and He's knocking at every one of our doors. Man, if you're needing a breakthrough in your life, maybe your marriage, maybe your kids, maybe your just personal life, you need a breakthrough. There's a financial need, whatever those things are. Maybe it's just you wanting to go from glory to glory. God wants to do something in your life today. We got time. We got time. Come on. I just want to invite you to this front. I want to pray for you. There's an anointing in this place. Come on, stop hesitating. Let's go. If you want a breakthrough in your life, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. You need something to happen in your life. This ain't a time to be playing around. Come on. Come on down. Hallelujah. Come on down. Dad, come on down here. Brother Roy, would you come down here? Brother Wallace, come on down here. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, I want to tell you this. This is, God's wanting to do something in all of our lives in this room today. He's asking every single one of us today, do you want to be healed? Do you want a breakthrough in your life? And all it is saying, yeah, let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's lock in today. Amen. Let's lock in together as a body. Let's go. Stop making excuses. Yeah, but God, There you go. That's it. Don't be saying yeah, but. Let's just go. Yes, sir. Let's go. Let's run the race. Lock in. Amen. Let's pray. Jesus, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God, right now in this place, if you just lift your hands up just for a few more moments. Father, I thank you for the breakthrough. I thank you for the move, oh God. If we're still alive, you can close out. Thank you for joining us. Thank you. Lord, I thank you so much for what you've done in this place. Lord, I pray you stir each one of our hearts, God, to fix